Today is October 21st, 1980. This is Faustina Sharp interviewing Pearlie Shearhart Bidegger at her home in Castroville, Texas. I'm interviewing for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project B. Pearlie, can you tell me some of the favorite things you had as a little girl to eat, the foods?
Well, my mama used to make cake every Saturday. That was her. Every Saturday we had to have a cake, and on Fridays we had beans and noodles and cooked prunes and filled donuts. That was our Friday menu. And at Christmas time, we had Mama used to fix us our dinner and have turkey and dressing. And
what kind of cookies did she make?
She made the fruit cookies and the Michigan rocks and molasses cookies.
Did you decorate your tree with the
fruit, fresh fruit, and candy canes? And candles.
Did you use any cookies on your tree?
Yes, decorated cookies, and had a fresh cedar tree, not artificial.
That was good smell.
Yeah, it was a good smell in the house, that cedar.
What did you do for, did you make New Year's bread?
Yes, we made New Year's bread. She made it all the time, and then we'd give it some away and some to the godchildren, but they had to come and get it. And
what kind of bread was it? Was it a fruit bread?
No, it was a sweet bread, and it had, you can put raisins in it, and some put pecans in it, but I prefer raisins only.
Did you put any kind of icing on it? Or?
No, just glazed it with the yolk of an egg with sugar.
Tell me how you did that.
The whole bread?
The egg?
Oh, just beat up the egg and put sugar in it and brush the top of just before you put it in the oven. And
it kind of, bake it then?
Uh-huh. It kind of glazes it then.
Did you make any certain shapes?
Oh yes, all kind of shapes. Little man and little, you know, like little rows, S's, and then I braided some.
Did the recipe come from your grandmother?
Yes, my grandmother, and then down to my mother, and of course my mother gave it to me.
Do you think it came over from the old country?
Well, that I'm not real sure of, but I
very likely
it did.
Did you have any special meals during Lent and Advent?
Well, we didn't eat no meat on Fridays. And Ash Wednesday, we didn't eat no meat. Other than that, it wasn't.
What did you have then? Was meat?
Meat?
Uh-huh. What did you have instead of meat?
Oh, we had like salmons or fish.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what your grandmother served?
Well, I tell you, they always went fishing. They had a lot of fresh fish.
Mm-hmm. How did they prepare their fish?
She usually fried them in cornmeal. They, you know, the older people, and they fried them in pure hog lard too.
Did you have anything special to eat at Easter time?
Well, not really. The only thing that we had a tradition of, and I know that's way back from my mother, we had bacon and we had Easter eggs for breakfast.
That sounds good.
But other than that, I mean, it just had ordinary dinner. Yeah, regular dinner.
Mm-hmm. Did you do a lot of work at St. Louis Day? Your mother and your
father? Yes, they did. My daddy made barbecue and Mama cut the cabbage slaw, and they're still cutting it down there. It wasn't big yet, the celebration. They had a cabbage cutter down there, and we cut it. Shop used to help us, too.
Did they make their own recipe for the dressing?
Yes.
Could you tell us a little about that recipe? You don't have to give proportions, but just tell us what goes into it.
Well, and for the cabbage slaw, it's Vassin oil and vinegar and water and mustard, sugar, and salt.
And it's so good. Mm-hmm. What kind of pits did they use when your father was barbecuing?
Well, they just had the pits, in the ground, a hole, in the ground, and had wire over it. That's all I remember. Of course, it wasn't as big as it is now.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
How many years did your mother work on that?
Oh, gosh, Faustina, I don't know. I really don't know.
You took it over from her, didn't you?
Well, no, not really, but I helped. I wasn't the head of it, but I helped them for many a year.
I've always heard about your mother and daddy's good roasts. Tell me how they fixed a roast.
Well, she had an old wood stove, and then she just, I guess salt and pepper. She used garlic.
Lots of garlic.
And she just baked it. I'll tell you another thing she made good was calf head.
Tell me about that.
She baked that in the oven, and salt and pepper, then put a barbecue sauce over it, and baked it real crisp. It was good.
How do you serve the calf head?
You just slice it off wherever, Just slice it, and then you break it apart, and there you got the tongue in there.
You have to peel the tongue?
Uh-huh.
And the brains?
No, the brains were usually out. They took them out before, when they bought the calf head over at the market.
Did she serve the eyeballs?
Yes. They were left in the...
Have you ever eaten one?
No. You know what I liked of it? Just the crispy stuff on the outside.
You didn't care for the
other? I didn't care for the But they always said there's nobody can bake a calf head but Katie.
That's right. A roast eater.
Yeah.
Tell me something about your Holy Communion Day. Did you have anything special to eat on that day?
Well, I tell you, we had a lot of sweets. I guess we just had a regular dinner, and then we had a lot of sweets, and my aunt made me a big lemon pie on my communion day.
You still remember how good it was?
Oh, yes. It had nicest meringue on it.
Did you ever have pasteta at Christmas time?
Yes.
Can you describe that?
Well, you take ground up pork and just marinate it for a couple of days with salt and pepper, vinegar, parsley, and green onions, and just leave it set for a couple of days or how long you want it. Don't make any difference. The longer the better. And then you put them in your pie crust and bake them. Brush the top with a egg, beat up an egg and brush the top of an egg.
Is that kind of a traditional Christmas food?
Yes, it is.
Did you ever make pickled turnips?
Oh, yes, like kraut,
mm-hmm.
Turnip kraut,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tell me how you do that.
Well, we just cut up the turnips and I usually put mine in quart jars and put 2 teaspoons of salt on it in warm water and seal them up.
You don't put them in a crock?
No.
Do you make sauerkraut?
Yes. Sauerkraut I make the same way as the turnips.
Put it in jars?
In jars with 2 teaspoons of salt.
Do you make any chorizo?
Well, my mother did, but I never make it. My mother made it. It's special ground meat and cheese and onions and salt and pepper and a little lemon juice over it.
And when do you serve that?
Parisa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that can be served anytime.
I think people eat it anytime.
Anytime, that's right.
I want you to tell me, did you ever kill hogs when you were your daddy?
Oh, yes, my daddy killed a many a one.
What all did you do with the hogs? Start from the very beginning when you...
Well, he killed it, and then Mama usually had to catch the blood, and they made blood sausage out of that. And then they had boiling water.
How did they do the blood sausage? Did they have to make a special cut or anything?
No, he just stabbed him. Mm-hmm. And Mama had to catch the blood and keep stirring it so it wouldn't get curdly. And we made blood sausage.
What did you put in the blood sausage?
Well, soaked bread in milk, and then parsley and green onion, salt and pepper, and
what do you call that from the hog?
What for it?
Oh, that, likes on the, it's the net of the, what do you call it?
Sweet grease?
No, it's lard, it's grease.
Oh, tallow.
Well, no, not really. It's what they call the from the pancreas, from the meals that they cut up and fried it and put it in there.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's... Well, I don't... We should cut it off. I'll tell you more about it.
Describe this net. It's...
Well, it looks like a veil. It's, it's just
it's
a
filmy,
net.
It's filmy, right?
Yeah. And it's... You cut that up and fry it, and then get some little crisp pieces, and you put that in there.
Adds to the flavor.
Yes.
Okay, we have blood sausage. Now, what else did? What was the next step that you did to the hog?
Mm-hmm. We scraped it, and then we cut it in half, and then we
did you have
leave
to do
it
anything?
Hanging over the day, overnight, and then the mm-hmm. next day we made our sausage and cleaned the pig's feet, and we made head cheese.
How did you make head cheese?
Well, we take the head and then the bones that we trimmed off when we made the sausage, and we take that and boil it all and cut it up and put it in. We clean the stomach of the hog. We put that in the stomach, and then we cooked it for about an hour, and then we took it out and we pressed it down and put a big weight on it until it was kind of flat. Next day we hung it up and smoked a little, and we could just slice it off then.
Was that called Schwarzemagen?
Yeah, that's Schwarzemagen.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's Schwarzemagen.
And what is Galerie?
Galerie is the pig's feet. You boil them and then you put vinegar, salt and pepper, and put them in a dish and chill them, Now some of them, Mama never cut them all. She left them whole, cut in quarters, the feet. But I trim mine off sometimes, cut it, and then you just slice it.
It's easier to
eat that way, but Mama never did. She just, and the ears she put with it, yeah.
What else did you make besides sausage and these things?
Well, we made our own bacon, and we made salt pork. We'd salt the bones down in a crock. And then make a heavy salt water. Salt water strong enough to carry an egg. And then we left it in there, well, a couple of weeks, and then we took it out and smoked it, and that was our salt pork.
How long did this last? Did it last all year, or till the next hog killing?
Not all year, maybe till the next hog killing. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have any in the summertime? Could you carry it over?
No, we never carried it into the summer. We always, now the bacon we might have, carried it a little longer, but not the salt for it.
How did you cure your bacon?
Just salt and pepper and smoked it. Put it in salt water first, like in a brine, and then we hung it up and smoked it. And when it got too warm, well, then we put it in the ice box.
So did you make sausage out of most of the meat?
Yes, and we bought, you know, beef to go with it. We made pork and beef together. And then another thing that we had on the day we made the sausage, we had the backbone of the pig that we put in the oven and baked it. That was our day of the, you know, making sausage, we had backbone.
Did you have any other good food that day?
Oh, yes. We had sweet potatoes and sauerkraut.
Real feast.
Yes, a real feast. And we had, the neighbors, we usually helped each other out. And, you know, they come over and help, and then we had the dinner.
So it was a party.
It was a party. Because they don't do that anymore.
No,
but the backbone was good. See, we didn't cut the pig, you know, we cut it on both sides, so that's where your backbone is.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But anyway, no, they were so good.
What part of the pig do you use for potato pie?
Well, it's that along the backbone, that pure meat.
There is no fat on it.
No, there's no fat on it. Mm-hmm. And my mama used to just slice it real thin, not grind it now. But most people nowadays have it chili ground. But mama sliced it.
What are the main spices that your mother used in cooking?
Well, she didn't use all that many. I mean, fresh garlic was her, and then, salt and pepper, she didn't use too many spices like that.
Did she use parsley?
Well, yes, parsley and green onions. Mm-hmm. She always had them in the garden.
Mm-hmm. She didn't use anything like cumin or paprika or anything like that?
No, she never used paprika at all. She might have used chili powder when she made chili, and that was about it.
The other, the main thing that she used in was garlic and onions.
Yeah, fresh garlic.
Did she make any real good soups?
Oh, yeah, she made good soup. Had homemade noodles in them.
Describe the homemade noodles.
Well, you just take your eggs and flour and work it up, and then you roll it out as thin as you can and let them dry, and then roll them up and cut them real fine. That's the pure egg noodles.
Did she make any nephila?
Oh, yes, nephila.
Describe those.
Well, I think she used to put a little water with the egg with that, and then, you know, and a little salt, and just dropped them by teaspoonful into the boiling water. And that was nephila.
And how did she serve them?
Well, she served them either, you know, she'd sometimes make that instead of the noodles on Friday with beans. And she cooked a lot of raisins on Fridays. She'd have raisins, and that's where sometimes she made her little filled donuts out of. She made donuts and then put some of that raisin filling in it.
Do you still have the recipe for those donuts?
No, Faustina, I don't, but I think I could make it, I mean.
I bet you could. Oh, I wanted to ask you, did she ever make Rivola soup?
Oh, yes. I still make it.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
You
just take the egg. I usually take a couple of eggs, and then I put flour in there and stir it till it's real thick, and then I take my hand and just kind of rub it so it gets little pieces, you know, and then I put it in my flour sifter and sift it so all the loose flour gets off, and then I drop them in the soup.
How do you keep them from sticking to your hands?
Oh, well,
mine always sticks
stick to your hand. Uh-huh. Well, put flour in you. I mean, take flour nuts.
And then just rub your hands.
Rub them and then.
And what does it look like?
Well, just little crumbled up little dough, that's all.
About like rice?
Yes. Maybe some are bigger if you're not that.
If it sticks to your hand.
If it sticks to your hand, it might be bigger.
could have been. Do you have any of your mother's really favorite cookie recipes still?
Yes, I guess her fruit cookie. Like I say, the fruit cookie and ice brown sugar icebox cookies. And then I have a recipe that my Aunt Molly Schott gave me from the icebox oatmeal cookies. I still use that.
How big a batch do you make when you make molasses cookies?
Well,
you probably don't use the recipe, do you? Do you make a dishpan full or?
No, I don't think it'll be a dishpan full. Maybe less than that. I mean, not that many. Mm-hmm. You can double the recipe.
What do you use? What do you put in it?
Well, it's molasses and you can use homemade. I mean, hog lard in that if you have it. If not, you can use any kind of lard you have. And it's molasses and spices, cinnamon and
pecans
and ginger goes in it too.
You know, we didn't talk about the rendering of the lard on this.
Oh, I know we didn't. Let's see, we didn't finish it.
We didn't finish the hog killing, did we?
Well, you take the lard and cut it up in little pieces, and then you put it in a big black kettle in the yard and build a fire on it and render it till it gets real crisp until it floats on top, and then you strain it, put it in your can, and then you got your cracklings.
Is that what floats on top?
Yeah, whenever it's, that it's cooked enough, well, then they start floating on top.
What do you store your lard in?
In 5-gallon cans.
Do you have to keep it cool or anything?
Well, not really. I mean, we used to never have it that long, You just kill one hog at a time and you never have to.
What do you use the cracklings for?
Well, you can make crackling cornbread, or you can eat them like that, put a little salt on. We used to, couldn't wait till one of them was, until they were finished, that we could eat them.
You're good warm. Right?
Good warm, put a little salt on, and oh, the crisper, the more they crackled.
How did you keep those?
Well, we just used them fresh, and then what was left we kept and cooked homemade soap.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about cooking the homemade soap.
Well, we took that and then we had to get some tallow from the meat market and then use lye with it and just cooked it. Of course, I really don't know how much of it. I never paid no attention to that, but I know we had to stir it all the time so it wouldn't cook over.
Did y'all do it at any certain time? Was there a certain time of the moon that you cooked?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Just whenever you had
the lard and the stuff to cook it with. Mm-hmm.
When they had funerals in the early days, did they ever take food to people?
No, I don't think so. Not that I can remember, Austin. Mm-hmm.
They didn't take any food to eat at the wake or anything.
No, I really don't know. I know we. I don't think so, unless they did that I don't remember,
That's something new.
Yeah.
What did your daddy take to work when he went? What did your daddy do?
Well, he worked on the road for a while, and had his horses and mules. He plowed the lots around the neighborhood. And
did he come home for lunch then always?
Not always. When he worked out on the road, he didn't.
What did he take for lunch?
Well, a lot of times we had sausage and they took, they had sausage and bread and coffee. Mm-hmm.
When you were little children going to school, what did you take to school for lunch?
We come home for lunch.
Oh, you came home for lunch. You were very lucky.
Yeah, we came home for lunch because we didn't live too far from the school. Mm-hmm.